You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we have our first date with the incredible Jessie J.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Nice to meet you on our first date.
We're a bit frightened, to be honest, because you could be quite a bit of a scary lady. I think secretly, deep down, you're a pussycat, aren't you?
I am. Like, it's really funny how people are like, she's a man-eating, spike-lip-wearing, scary leotard-wearing, mystic Meg. I am literally the opposite. I am, like, a goofball. If you'd have seen me, like... I think that video is like scared people off, but it's just me actually taking the mickey.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's almost a bit like a parody. I'm not like trying to be this scary like man-eating girl. I'm just like 22 having a bit of fun. It's just a bit funny.
I love your facial expressions. Cher Lloyd wishes she had those.
Oh, there's nothing better than being an ugly singer. I can't do all that pretty stuff, you know, when it, like that pretty business looking into the camera and trying to, you know, not with the songs that I've got. They're too there's too much like riffs and stuff going on. I could never do it.
There's a lot of attitude in there. You need to, you know, portray that with your face,
man.
As well.
Do the skanky face. The skanky face, that's what I call it.
But that's what
the bottom lip goes down.
Yeah, with those spikes on. Bloody hell, what's that all about?
How long did it take for them to put them on?
Do you know what? It was actually the last look of the day and we did it just to see what it would look like.
It's brilliant.
And I was really tired. It's really funny. If you'd have seen any other bit of the shot, I had about 14 layers of clothes on because it was like performing in a fridge. And I was so tired. We'd been up since 4 a.m. It was like 12:30 at night. And literally it was just, and I was like, are you going to get the rest of my faces? Because I'm really tired. Like, I'm just like, come on, mouth, perform. And it was quite the experience. But it looked great on camera, and I'm really glad we did it.
They look brilliant. How did you get them off?
It was just eyelash glue, so it's literally just a face wipe. Yeah, it looks quite epic in the video, but it was actually just like I laid down and they like about three of makeup artists just like went at me with the eyelash glue and the little Swarovski crystals. Yeah,
it looks awesome though.
It does look amazing.
I think it could be a look that might catch on, but maybe you shouldn't.
Do you know
kiss
what? I feel like when people
it.
Meet me, they're disappointed that I haven't got it on all the time. They're like, oh, she's just wearing lip gloss. This is crap. It's like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. I want some like proper hard. Cool.
To be fair though, would you actually want to wear them every day?
Do you know what? It's like eating a really sugary donut and then not being able to lick your lips.
Exactly.
It was really hard not to like kind of rub my mouth, or it was really weird.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the shot now.
You end up dribbling.
Talking like I had a brace.
Like they're too much like fillers in your lips as well.
Yeah.
I'm a bit concerned though with what this is going to unleash, Jessie, and people might not realise is the fact that actually you've done a lot of stuff on YouTube and you've written a lot of songs for a lot of famous people. They might then immediately try and clone you in the music world in 2011, and we don't want that. We want you to sort of stand proud and be this incredible
artist
that
Alex.
You are. So fingers crossed that's not going to happen, and people should check out your YouTube stuff, because I was watching one where you did a great cover of a Whitney song just in a hotel, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I was actually in LA and I was in a studio with Dr. Luke and he was mixing one of the tracks on the album and I was like, I fancy doing a YouTube video, so I'm just going to go into the room next door. Like, you know, this kind of Essex going, he's like...
Don't mind
like,
me, Dr.
Okay.
Luke.
Yeah, don't mind me, babe. I'm just going to go and sing a Whitney Houston song. Whitney Houston was one of the reasons that I started singing, so...
Okay, let's play the song. Jessie, can you introduce it for us?
Jessie J. Okay, I'm Jessie J, guys, and you are listening to Lucy and Alex. And this is Do It Like I Do, my first UK single. Please turn it up. Get your dancing shoes on, grab your crutches, grab a hat, wear it low. Even if it's a woolly hat, just put it over your eyes and skank it out.
Skank it out. I love that. That's a great
nice one.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we're on our first date with Jessie J. Are you okay there? Do we need to get you flowers or chocolates or wine? What kind of thing would you like?
No, we're good. We're definitely going on a second date.
Amazing. This is good.
It's going
perfect.
Well.
Really
well.
Good. Now, we need to find out a little bit more about you. We know about Do It Like a Dude. We know about the YouTube stuff and Whitney and things like that. Let's find out what it was like working with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, did you actually
you know,
get to meet her?
The worst thing is, I've never met her.
Oh,
can I get her?
Aww.
I know. It was really quick. Like, I kind of just signed to my Republic Records in the US and we did a little writing trip and I went out to Hollywood for 3 months by myself. It was very weird.
Aww.
And I know. And I did a session with Dr. Luke and Claude Kelly, who are like two of my best mates in this industry. They're great guys and they're incredible people. And I had one day with them and we went in and we started writing a track and then... he was like, I've got this beat. And he started playing that guitar lick. And I was like, oh my God, I love this. It's just so like perfect for like a really simple story. And I kind of started having the idea of writing the story about, you know, a British girl going to the US and being really scared, because it's really scary, like,
especially, you know, on your own.
Yeah, well, the UK is the size of Texas, do you know what I mean? So it's like when you go out there, it's like almost going from a pond to the Atlantic Ocean. And it's like,
I went to New York on my own for 3 days and I was packing it.
Yeah, it's quite scary. It was a really I actually wrote some of my best songs on that trip, because I was in a great place, but I actually got really, really down as well, like being by myself. So I think that it really sparked some, you know, some cool ideas, but get really depressed, the great songs come.
But that's good though, because look at the hit you got.
Yeah,
I know. And we wrote the song, and the label were like, we love this. And I was like, it's great, but I just don't think it's edgy enough for me. And they kind of like, Luke was like, I think this would be great for Miley, and pitched it to Miley. And she literally, within 3 weeks, Disney had got her to record it.
Oh my God.
And it went to number one. And then it kept going to number one, and it kept going to number one, and it went to number one in 6 countries. And I just recently found out it went quadruple platinum.
What? Oh my God!
Like, what do I do now? Like,
spend the money.
Put the money into the project.
Buy a house and lots of shoes.
Yeah, oh yeah, lots and lots of shoes.
And maybe like a year's supply of spikes for your lips, just in case you do decide that you do want to wear that.
And a wig, just so I don't even have to get up, keep blow drying my real hair.
There you go, yeah. You've been for Justin Timberlake, haven't you?
I worked with Justin Timberlake, yeah, we wrote some tracks together.
Is he as hot as I think he is?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I don't know what I'd do if I was
in the same room. It's awful, because I actually told him, he actually reminds me of my dad.
Oh, what? No!
Not that I think, like, my dad's hot, that's weird.
No, but some people go for father figures.
No, but like he has the same humour, and they look really similar to me. Like when my dad was younger, that's what he looked like.
Aww.
So it's like, it was kind of like hanging out with my dad. It was a bit, yeah.
Well, it's been nice chatting.
I don't think it'd be like that for me. It'll be fine.
The second date's cancelled.
No.
Fancy's a dad, Lucy.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't say that I think that Justin's hot. I just point that out.
Yeah.
He's not really my type. He's really cute, but he's not my type.
Alex is such a stirrer, Jessie. Just ignore him.
At the end of the day, we could swap mobile numbers, but we're going to swap Twitter accounts instead.
That's the thing everyone does, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I know, it's so funny. It went from like Facebook to MySpace to Twitter, and now it's like the BBM pin thing. That's always weird.
Do you think the next big thing will end up being less than 140 characters per tweet?
I hope so.
It'll be like 100.
Do you know what? I'm really bad. Every time I tweet, I know I go over it.
Yeah, I do.
And I get some proper like hate mail, like, you do know that Twitter, the point of Twitter is that it's short. And I'm like, all right, babe, I've got a lot to say.
Like whatever.
I'm having fajitas for dinner. That is important. Like,
and you have to list all the ingredients.
I know. It's like, it's so silly, Twitter.
So what are you on Twitter, Jessie?
My Twitter is Jessie J Official.
And we
which
are,
is very formal.
We're actually following you already.
We are following you already. So we are at
what's
Alex
yours?
And Lucy. Alex and Lucy, all one word. So let's hook up again soon.
Right, thank you, Jessie.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight it's our first day with Wonderland. Hello.
Hey!
So Sharon, Karina, Jodie, Casey and Lee, yeah?
Yes. The one. Yeah. And all awesome. In order.
Yeah. Excellent. So you sign all this?
No, actually, that was pure
coincidence. That is really, really
pure coincidence. Have you all got specific places where you do stand, a bit like Ant and Dec style, or is it kind of just mixed
up? No, we change it up when we feel like it.
I think we'd be too lazy to even remember.
It's however we fall out of the van, usually.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you girls, though, because you all came together, of course.
Yeah.
It's a brainchild of your husband, Kian, and Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
Did you have to go through the same rigorous audition process, or
you can,
were you kind of
if
the
you
prototype?
Want, you can ask the girls that question, because it would be easy for me to stand there and go, yeah, I worked really hard and did what they did, but, you know, they were there, so they can ask.
Okay.
Yeah, we were all in the queue together. She came in, auditioned just like we all did, and I think she had even a harder time than all of us.
That's the thing, I suppose, isn't it?
In front of Kian and Louis, so...
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to audition in front of, like, my boyfriend or people I knew really well.
So. Yeah, I think no matter who they are to other people, if it's your husband, you'd be like,
what
a joke.
Yeah.
There's pressure as well, because you don't want to let them down as well. You know, they've like, said, you know, like Louis said to Kian, I want you to audition for it, and... So Kian sat there just as much like as I am, kind of going, oh, please let something good come out of my mouth. Because you just don't know, because the nerves and stuff. But I got through it anyway.
Oh, how many of you girls in total were there at the actual audition process? Were there hundreds of girls?
I think there's like a million overall.
No, just over 3,000, so.
It's a lot.
Just. Yeah,
but it was big news, wasn't it, on the front of all the newspapers?
Oh, it was
and stuff.
Absolutely huge. Like, everywhere, everyone knew, like, that these auditions were coming up. They were in
the
papers, on the news, just everywhere. And yeah. Everyone wanted to be
if
there.
If you hear Louis Walsh's name and Keane Egan's name in Ireland, everyone just, like, jumps their houses. Yeah.
Well, didn't the advert just say Louis Walsh is looking for a new girl band? And instantly
it was
like,
as simple as that.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, so when it does, you want to get out there and get in with a chance. Yeah.
Okay, now a lot of people are already saying that you girls are different to any other girl band, which I think is a massive compliment.
Aww.
There's nothing wrong with any other girl bands, but
yeah,
it's good to have something a bit different. That's what do you think makes you girls stand out from the others?
I don't necessarily think that we're trying to be different. You know, we're still just a girl band at the end of the day, and we're just trying to live our dream, and we just want people to enjoy our music. And, you know, maybe people think that the music is slightly different, but I think that just happened quite naturally because we're influenced by people like the Corrs and the Dixie Chicks and the Bangles, and it kind of just ended up turning out that way. So we're happy with the sound.
It's been, the nice thing about it is it's been quite a long process, hasn't it? It's not been something that's been rushed. You guys have taken your time. You've worked with good songwriters, and now it feels that you're in a place where you've got a good product that you're willing to sell.
Definitely. When we got together, it was lovely having the 2 years, because for the first year we kind of were left to our own devices to just kind of become friends, which is really important. And then we sort of rehearsed together and sang together, and then we got our record deal, and then we started recording our album for the past sort of year and a bit. So something definitely clicked with us where we went, yeah, cool, we're a band, like, we get this, like we actually feel like a band, as if like we wasn't, as if the auditions never happened. So I think that was really important. It wasn't like we were thrown together and then thrown into the limelight without really knowing what we were doing or what we believed in as a band.
Because inevitably people will look down their noses at a manufactured girl group.
But then everything's slightly manufactured, isn't it? Everyone needs help off of someone. Yeah. Everyone gives someone else a chance. So everything is slightly manufactured, and we don't really mind what kind of tag you want to put on us.
If we're a manufactured band, if you want to think of it like that, then...
It doesn't
be a manufacturer.
It doesn't matter.
Everyone has a starting point. Like.
Yeah.
Let's play the first single. Who's going to introduce it for us?
We'll all do, will we?
Yeah. Hi, we're Wonderland, and this is
Not a Love Song.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Wonderland is still with us on the show tonight. Now, you've worked with all these great songwriters. Obviously, you've had this whole time together where you've learnt a lot about each other. Were there any doubts when you first came together? Obviously, you've got the great mind of Louis sort of orchestrating the whole thing anyway.
The crazy mind of Louis.
You can always trust this guy to produce incredible stuff. But were there any sort of nervy moments when you first met each other, when you were first put together, where you thought, I'm not so sure?
No, like, through the auditions, we were all, like, drawn to each other naturally. Like, we'd all be sitting around in a big room, and I just remember at one point speaking to Jodie, at one point we all kind of spoke to each other. So when, like, it was whittled down and we were picked, we were like, we couldn't believe that it was us five. We were like, yes, I love her, I'm so glad she's in the band. We were all just really happy. So
were there any girls at the auditions that you really didn't want to be in the band with? Because I think every audition process,
of course not,
there must be there must be some right ones. Some of these auditions who are like, look at me, who maybe got a bit of the Katie Wastel about them. I don't know.
I think that's when you really put all your faith into Louis.
He's Louis.
You just like, trust that they're going to pick the right people.
Fingers crossed.
Having said that, his wild card was Wagner. So.
Yeah,
I love Wagner.
Let's move on.
We always say, like, this is funny because he always ends up with the acts that are spoke about the most.
So there's a
method to his madness in a really random way.
And I'll tell you, I found Wagner very entertaining.
Yeah.
So
he's
still in there.
Like,
he's like a machine.
Yeah.
Wagner.
Oh, as Louis called him, Wagner. Now, let's talk about some of the people you're going to be touring with, because you already toured with Westlife, of course. Taylor Swift. Now, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Your music should sit really well with hers as well.
Hopefully. We'll jump up on stage and have a little duet.
Do you know, she's one of the nicest people you could meet as well.
Apparently, we've heard so many nice things about her because our record company deal with her and they're always like, oh, she's just so pleasant, and her favourite word to use is awesome. So we'll probably be like, everything will be awesome on the tour.
Oh, no, she's a proper girly girl as well. But she's really clever. Like, you wouldn't think she's as young as she is. She's got like the brain of a 50-year-old.
She writes all her own songs, doesn't she? And her lyrics are incredible. Really. Oh, talented.
Beautiful songs.
But hopefully it'll be one of those tours where they'll actually... Because sometimes as a support act, you don't get to talk to the big star, do you?
Yeah,
but I can imagine she'll be... You know,
oh yeah, so we'll be partying with Taylor, no doubt.
That's we need to get her out.
Not the Irish, like, anyway.
She'll be down in Guinness before you know it.
Her nickname will be Swift, after a week.
Swift
Day.
What's the story?
So, oh, I hope this happens. I like that story.
The song's going to be out on the 21st of February.
Yeah.
When's the album due? Do we know? Yeah.
May, in around May, so after our second single.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Will you come back and do a session for us? Girls, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
Thursday night with Alex and Lucy, we've got a very special show on the radio tonight. We've got our In Demand audience. Good evening, everyone. We got a microphone, a keyboard, and a guitar behind me, Lucy, but I think we're missing something.
I think we may be missing the star of the show. Shall I go get her?
Go and get her, go and get her.
Okay. Here we go.
Is she
Adele,
there?
Adele, would you like to come in?
Here she is, Adele, everyone. Welcome. How are you?
This one is okay.
This one is, okay. Yeah, I'm very well. Things. Thank you for having me and thanks for coming, guys.
Oh, we're so excited to have you.
I just saw most of you in the hallway. I had to take my dog to the toilet.
Is he being behaved?
Very behaved. He hasn't messed anywhere once.
Not like Alexandra Burke's outfit. Did a poo on the floor of Psycho.
Did it?
Yeah, dirty. Anyway, let's talk about you, young lady. How was your new year?
Really, really good. Yeah, I met up with friends, went to a house party, fell down a hill. It was really embarrassing. But yeah, it was good.
Did you get any bruises?
No, but I looked like I'd been pooed on. It was all down my back and trousers. It was horrible.
Oh, no.
Tragic, so I went home.
Oh, dear. Oh, never mind.
I've been with you a couple of hours this afternoon. You've got a bit of a potty mouth. It's the first time we've met, so we need to remind you, we're live.
No, I know, and there is a swear word in Rolling in the Deep, but I'm going to say shit.
Oh, you almost have it.
Like a ship in the night.
Do the pop again.
Ship.
Better.
Amazing. Let's talk about the songs that you are going to perform tonight. Now, we have already told the audience that you are going to be doing Make Me For My Love.
Yes.
So what was it about the song, do you think, that everyone clung on to this summer as soon as the X Factor audition started? It was crazy.
I don't know. It was so weird because it came out, like, when I released it, it came out about 2 years ago. Like, we released it as one of the last singles and no one cared. And then, it's one of my favourite songs ever. It's one of my favourite songs on 19 and stuff like that. And then because of X Factor, it just blew up. I think it's just such a beautiful song.
Stunning.
So honest and earnest. It's just really beautiful. So I'm not surprised that everyone loves it, you know.
Okay.
It's not my song, by the way. I'm not bigging up my own song. It's a Bob Dylan song.
Do you know what, though? I think a lot of people think it is your song.
I know, how flattering.
It's all right, isn't it?
A song like that.
These guys had to answer that question to get here, who did it originally. So that's how they got here.
Yeah,
wicked. Well done, wicked.
And you were doing two other songs. Both new ones, and one of them you haven't performed live yet.
No, yeah, one of them's an exclusive. I wrote it with Ryan Tedder, so it's kind of like a bit of like a power ballad. Yeah,
okay.
It's nice. It's called Turning Tables.
Right, are you all ready? You're set?
I'm ready if you are.
We're totally ready.
3 minutes, Adele performs live exclusively on In Demand tonight.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Adele is still with us on the show this evening.
And tell everyone the facts, Adele. Go on.
Well, I'm just saying, I love Bruno Mars, and he's just been nominated for 7 Grammys. It was incredible. Love him.
Well deserved. Yeah. And you got nominated for 5.
Just but that was like a year and 2 years ago.
Yeah, but still, we just give you some, like, you know, some credit here, love.
Well, Bruno Mars, oi oi.
Right, we're going to send Lucy out into our in-demand audience and get some questions for Adele.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello, my name's Gavin. I'm from Doncaster.
Alex's hometown.
My question is, what would what would you like to achieve next?
I hope that I get to kind of I hope I get to make a third record because it seemed like some things are in. I always get worried if you haven't got I Kissed the Girl, like by Katy Perry or something, you get dropped. So fingers crossed, I get to make another record after this and tour and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd like to at some point come up with a sound that defines me, but I don't know what that is right now, so I haven't got it yet.
We'll all be listening anyway.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, right. Next one. Hello. What's your name?
Kimberly.
What's your question to Adele?
What's been the highlight of your career so far?
Oh, gosh. Probably the Grammys a couple of years ago, won Best New Artist, which was just because, I mean, it's like a secret members club because we don't seem to get invited very often, the British, do we? So I was chuffed. I was over the moon. But also last night, I played at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. And literally, when you were in there, if like, I mean, it's obviously all in your imagination, it's not actually there. But I kept like holding my breath when it was empty and you could kind of hear the Beatles, like sort of the songs bouncing off the
walls. In your crazy head.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. But no, it was, I felt the feeling there is amazing in that. So that as well, last night, actually.
Where did you keep your Grammy, by the way? Have you got it on the mantelpiece?
I've got a little cupboard for them because I used to keep them in the bathroom, but then they started going rusty. And then because of the moisture in the air. And then is it not a British edition? I used to read out like all these amazing like British rock stars used to put their stuff in the bathroom. I'd tell some people and they were mortified and thought I was ungrateful. So I bought I bought a nice cupboard from Oka, which is very nice. Give me some free stuff. I'm joking.
Who's next? Right, there's someone over here. Hello. Just come on through. Thank you very much. Hello. What's your name?
My name's Tim. I'm from Wigan.
Hi.
Evening. Wigan, there's not many of us. Who would you love to duet with? Also, please can you say hello to my girlfriend Simone, who is listening live in New York.
Hi, Simone in New York.
Wow.
Yeah. Hope you're not too cold. Who would I most like to duet with? Like old school singer, I'd say Etta James, just because she's my favourite. And new, I think either Mumford & Sons or The XX.
Oh, Mumford & Sons. We'd
I love them.
Love them.
Adele, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Remind us when the album and single are out.
Album is the 24th. Single is a week before.
16th. I did my research.
And the album is 21, yeah?
Yeah.
Amazing. You've been an absolute star. And funny.
Sorry, I just...
It's like, whenever.
People talking about my own album.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, I know, but you say it.
Oh, we love you. Come
24th
back.
24th and 16th. Amazing. One more time for Adele. Thank you very much.
You're listening to In Demand.